And we've got one more guest for today's show, Barbara Costello, founder and president of Guardian Angel Family Crisis Center. Welcome, Barbara. Thank you so much for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you, Laura, and to the 100 Women Who Care About Long Island organization for this opportunity to share in the lives that Guardian Angel has been able to touch in our community.
So let's just jump right in. Tell us about the Guardian Angel Family Organization and how was it created?
Well, Guardian Angel Family Crisis Center is an outreach resource center for families who are in crisis due to hardships, struggling with basic needs for food or clothing or supplies for their children. It could also be more critical needs for home evictions or even domestic violence. So we first opened our doors up 12 years ago as a store, which is first the heart of the program, just to be present in the community where we can meet the needs of families there. So families could shop. We have volunteers that come in to serve and to lend a helping hand. The community and local clothing stores also donate to the program, making the store a fun place to shop. For their experiences for everybody. For the shoppers, it brings awareness of your power as a consumer to become part of the change and also the solution to make a difference in your community. So it's really a very sustainable program that we repurpose clothing to provide for the needs of families. So Guardian Angel originally was created and birthed out of a heartfelt mission in my profession. I was an educational home care provider for families who I worked with children who had disabilities. At that time, I would hear the cries of women trying to manage the daily life. And then I saw their struggles as moms trying to provide for their children. And at that time, I was very concerned for them and felt it was important to bring awareness to the needs of families in our own backyard. Because at that point, where did they go? There was really no outreach for them as far as otherwise they would go to homeless shelters or other local options like that. But what about our own community? What do we do for our neighbor? Right. So at our center, when we encounter a woman in emergency crisis of losing her home or abuse, we will provide shelter and care for her and a child with housing support. And we also collaborate with other local organizations that we work together with to provide stability for their families.
So I know that we want to talk a little bit further in our conversation about mm-hmm. COVID, but I do want to ask, you know, have you seen the need increase during this pandemic?
Yes, there's definitely been a greater need since the 12 years I started. The needs are a lot of times in desperate needs, more with food, I'd say, and clothing for families. And also I have found that there's been more single older women that have been in crisis, during the course of the COVID, because people have lost their jobs and they live from paycheck to paycheck,
right?
Or their disability payments or their Social Security payments. So, what we really are is a safety net for a lot of families. So that's what we've become. We're almost like we're a beacon of hope. We've become a safety net in the community. That's why the doors are opened on a regular basis, just for people to shop. So it's this pay forward program that we have here.
Where are you located?
We are in Seacliff, Long Island.
Oh, yes. Okay. Very good.
Very good.
What has been the impact of Guardian Angel Family? How have you impacted the community and the families that come to the center? And what other programs do you offer?
Okay, so Guardian Angel Family has really been truly a light and a beacon of hope for many women who are struggling. And they're just trying to provide for their families. They're hard workers, they have degrees, and they just don't know where to turn. So, for instance, we had a young woman several years ago who was desperate, alone, and she was pretty much in her car and with her daughter. And what, as she came to Guardian Angel Home, he or she received her GED, and she went on to college. Wow. Guardian Angel, the volunteers here and staff reach out to women with love and guidance, and we become a family to these women and their children. And last year, I went to her college graduation ceremony.
Oh, wow.
Has ongoing programs throughout the year where volunteers are welcome to understand about the program, and they reach out. So it's local schools, churches, neighbors, maybe seniors who want to come and participate and help and learn about what they could do to help their neighbor. Without judgment, we're here on a personal level of just reaching out to each other in time of crisis. So that's what we're really here to do. I find that the students get very involved in our fundraising efforts, tutoring support programs we've had for kids. They learn about the need to recycle and repurpose from our store donations that we get. So it's really a very teachable moment for many people and to learn about what's going on in their own community.
You know, I'm gonna digress for one moment, but what most people don't realize is how charitable, you know, people are in America, and most importantly, you know, on Long Island, we're a community, a very large community of 3 million people. I mean, we can be the size of a country in some parts of the world. And the people in our community really step up, and the nonprofit organizations really are the glue that holds our communities together and fills in the gaps. And I just want to thank you so much for the work that you do. But let's get to that last question about how has COVID affected what you're doing for your community?
Well, when we closed the doors on the store, not the crisis needs, so we had to close the store itself, but our volunteers worked together with us, continued to work together to reach out to our families, and collaborated with the local organizations as well and the food pantries. The people from the community generously gave food cards to us and Target cards and clothing and other essential items that we really needed to continue our work to meet the local needs of the families. And the store reopened within like 3 to 4 months with protocol and safety measures in place.
Right.
So currently our store now is opened Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday for shopping. So we still are very grateful. We're able to keep us going because we're grateful to the community for their continued support. And we welcome donations of children's clothes, women's clothes, outdoor play furniture, and 100% of the proceeds go back to the organization. And we invite anybody who would like to participate. The doors are opened. You know, it's always welcoming. And you could also reach us on Facebook. We have a web page.
Tell us the website address.
It's gafcc.org. And currently it's being updated, so it should go live within the next week. So it's all these updated versions.
And
what's
the telephone number if somebody wants to find out more information?
We are 516-277-1068.
And just for our listeners, one more time, can you give that website address?
Yes, it's gafcc.org.
So that's...
And we also have the Facebook page under Guardian Angel Family Crisis Center or Guardian Angel Family. It'll be on the Instagram or Facebook page. And they constantly... it's constantly changing as far as activities. We do... at the holidays, we have Santa Claus. We do a giving tree. People are very involved in that. So there's a lot of ongoing programs here on a regular basis that people can connect to by our Facebook or website or things like that, or just call us.
And that's G as in George, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, CC, Guardian Angel Family Crisis Center. And we have just a little bit more time left, but we want to say thank you so much for the work that you're doing to support our community and the people that live on Long Island. Barbara, thank you again for sharing the information and for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, and I thank the community for being a huge part on Long Island, just contributing and coming alongside people who do open up not-for-profits to make a difference. It's really a body of people who care and love our community. So thank you as well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.